here, just after the wonderful opening of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel, we have this sudden turn for the worse, a sudden, very depressing look on the world seems to emerge from what Jesus is saying. And we like to identify ourselves with those people being given comfort in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Who of us hasn't mourned? Who of us do not feel that we are the weak and the misunderstood? Who of us do not want to be identified with the poor in spirit who will be lifted up to great richness by God? We like identifying with that. But here we are called to recognize something else in ourselves, to recognize that our anger calls us to conversion, to recognize that our derogatory phrases and names for other people call us to conversion. And what Jesus is doing here in a wonderfully rabbinical way is calling us to conversion, calling us to turn our critical faculties inward, not in despair, in hope that grace, as we recognize what needs healing, will heal us. And so Jesus turns us away from being like the Pharisees, from always having that critical eye towards others, from always telling others where they are doing wrong, what minister they should or shouldn't be attending, which lapel pins they should be wearing, what bumper stickers they should. All of that, Jesus moves aside so that we can gain an insight into ourselves. Of course, if we have to embrace this absolutely literally, we're going to get very, very depressed, because who of us doesn't fall flat on this anger and calling others' names at least, well, once a second or so? And we can feel ourselves judged and sent to hell. But that's not Jesus' point. The rest of the gospel contradicts any such reading of these texts. The gospel is good news. It is good news with open eyes about ourselves and about our need for God. And see how, as Jesus has turned our gaze inwards towards our own anger and towards the need to heal ourselves, how he then turns our gaze again outwardly to see what effect our words and our actions have on one another. We've often taken these words from Jesus in Matthew's Gospel here about bringing offerings to the altar. We've taken them in a liturgical sense, and we've argued for many years whether the sign of peace at Mass should become before the preparation of the gifts or whether it's in the right place, almost as if we are handing out peace to people we feel offended by. But just return to this text and see what Jesus says. If you are bringing your offering to the altar, and there remember that another has something against you, leave your offering. We often superficially read this text and see, oh yes, if I have something against another person, well then I must go and make peace with them, otherwise my offering, and we get into another cycle of depression, which is not good news. No, it's asking us to have that awareness of the effect of our words and our actions on others, to reflect deeply on our lives, whether we are that good news to others, or whether we are the source of offense, the source of pain, the source of stumbling, as Jesus will go on to describe, also with these huge rabbinical bright colors here in the Sermon on the Mount. But these aren't depressing texts. They're texts calling us to conversion with the certainty that grace is established to heal us and make us a source of peace and of light and of good news to others. Amen.